Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory to the Most High God. We honor Him for this blessed day that He's added into our lives. What a mighty God we serve. We bless the Lord for welcoming you here to the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. We thank God, glory to God, for He is so wonderful, awesome God He is. I thank God for Jesus, our Savior and Deliverer. He's our Prince of Peace, our Counselor, our wonder in our soul. Glory to God, all the magnificent, marvelous, great things that keep manifesting. Glory to God. We can't give enough praise for all His great and mighty acts. What a God that we serve that loves us so and proves it in so many different ways. Even in the midst of our storms, in the midst of our error, in the midst of our transgression, His love is manifested. So we thank God because He is so wonderful. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? We are praying, glory to God, as believers, that we are open our hearts and more to allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign so He can prove Himself the more and use us for His glory. And we thank Him, glory to God, in the midst of all the things that are going on. Glory to God, He's a shield and He's a buckler. Thank God for His blood covering, His protection. Thank God for how He speaks to us, our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And thank God, glory to God, for that renewed mercy every morning, for the grace, for the favor. I bless the Lord. And we'll learn to, glory to God, to worship Him in the midst of our valley situations and our, in the midst of, glory to God, the turmoil sometimes that occur. Learn to bless Him, glory to God, more than just on the mountaintop situation. But the more and more we learn to praise and glorify and magnify and take on His word, let His word, glory to God, be manifest in us as we obey it and submit to it, the more, glory to God, these unexpected, exceedingly above, more than we can ask, blessing will just overshadow us and take us over in the name of Jesus. So we don't want to just seek the Lord just for the blessing. And just for glory without His hand of blessing, but to bless Him because of His great love and the manifestation of His sacrifices on our behalf and because He loved us and gave us His love to love Him back with. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Father that we have. We bless the Lord. I'm going to do a little reading before it's time for glory to God, the warriors to come on. We bless God for it. And we were reading from out of the Jesus Calling Bible, a devotional Bible that says, adversity. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I want you to trust in my protective presence, even while deep waters of afflictions are rising around you. Remember that you are precious in my sight, and I love you. I will never, ever abandon you. Though you may lose sight of me, I am constantly aware of you and your circumstances. When you cry out to me for help, I am already fully apprised of your situation. So you don't need to take time telling me what is happening or what you think I should do. In the midst of the emergency, short pity prayers are extremely effective. Help me, Jesus. Show me your way. Your will be done. Do not be overly concerned about your feelings during emergencies. The most important thing is that you turn to me, trusting that I am indeed with you. When you cannot sense my presence, it is enough to know that I love you with compassion, the unfailing love. If your heart is sinking under waves of panic, don't focus on those things. Instead, look up to me. As your soul clings to me, my right hand will uphold you, keeping you safe in turbulent waters. Your reference scripture will be in Isaiah 43:2-4, 2-4, Matthew 6:10, Lamentations 3:32, Psalm 63:8. To God be the glory. What a marvelous, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord. And our scripture reading will be coming from James. Praise the Lord. Since the warriors are not on, I will be reading a little bit more out of James than I started, so that we'll give them a little bit of time so we can go right on into prayer. We don't leave no extra space out there. Second verse of James 1. My brethren, consider yourself fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way, for you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials, the result is the ability to endure. But be sure that your endurance carries you all the way without falling or failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But if any of you lack wisdom, he should pray to God, who will give it to him, for God gives generously and graciously to all. But you must believe when you pray and not doubt at all, for whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and blown about by the wind. Any such person must not think that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is unsure and undecided in every step he takes. The poor brother must be proud when God lifts him up, and the rich brother when God brings him down. He will pass away like the blooms of a wild in the wilderness, in the wild. The sun rises with a blazing heat and burns the plant. Its blossom falls off, and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will be destroyed while busy conducting affairs. 12th verse, happy is the man who remains faithful on the trials, for when he succeeds in passing the test, he will be given life, the prize which God has promised to those who love him. If a man is tempted by such testing, he must not say, this temptation comes from God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no man. But a person is tempted when he is drawn away and trapped by his own evil desires. Then his evil desires conceive and gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my dear brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift present comes from heaven. It comes down from God, the creator of the heavenly light. He does not change, nor does he cause darkness by turning. By his own will, he brought us into being through the word of truth, so that we should occupy first place among all his creatures. Remember, this is my dear brethren. Everyone must be quick to listen, but slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for men's anger does not help to achieve God's righteous purpose. Rid yourself then of every filthy habit and all wicked conduct. Submit to God and accept the word that he plants in your heart, which is able to save you. Do not fool yourself by just listening to his word. Instead, put it into practice. For whoever listens to the word but does not put it into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror and sees himself as he is. He takes a look at himself and then goes away and at once forget what he looks like. But the man who looks closely into the perfect law that sets men free, who keeps on paying attention to it and does not simply listen and then forget it, but puts it into practice, that man will be blessed by God in what he does. Does anyone think he is religious if he does not control his tongue? His religion is worthless and he deceives himself. This is what God the Father considers to be pure and genuine religion, to take care of the orphans and widows in their suffering, and to keep oneself from being corrupt by the world. As we have read James, the first chapter, second through the 26th verse. May God add a blessing even the more to the reading, hearing, and the doing of those, glory to God, that he's called as his servants. in the name of Jesus. So we've had our reading and we've had our scripture. Praise the Lord. We're going to go on forward in prayer. And whoever is available tonight, that's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we do glorify the Lord and magnify him, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We already made up our minds, those that love the Lord and determined to live saved, live holy, live righteous, that we are going to live a life that's going to glorify and magnify him. And so we're going to stay in a spirit of praise and worship and honoring him, because he is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we come in your presence today, we thank you, glory to God, for another day that you've added into our lives. We thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness, for that mercy that is renewed every morning. Another opportunity to praise and magnify you. Another opportunity to repent. Another opportunity to glorify you and exalt your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us throughout the night, throughout the day. Your angels being encamped about us and our families, our loved ones, and glory out and in the body of Christ. We thank you, glory to God, for that mercy that when the various things we hear about, this life is gone and this has happened, that accident happened, this happened and that happened, glory to God, and hearing all the tragedies, this, and you kept us all day long, all night long. So God, help us not to take it for granted every day that we get up. It's you that breathe life into us. It's you and your mercy, glory to God, that have not allowed the adversary to come to take our lives or our loved ones or come against our bodies or cause destruction or whatever. God, we glorify and magnify. We exalt your name. Whoa, how marvelous, how wonderful. Thank you for being a counselor, even through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being our advocate. Thank you for, glory to God, blessing us where we can go before the throne of grace boldly to obtain mercy. And glory to God, and we have the confidence that we can be able to get the answer back from you. It may not be the hour or the time that we expect, but you always, glory to God, whatever it works out for our good. So God, help us to continue to have patience, to wait on the Lord and to glorify him and to magnify him. Glory to God. When we make our requests known, glory to God, help us to get to that place of patience, to wait on the Lord, because we can't have faith without patience. They have to work together, to have the faith to wait on the Lord to manifest at whatever given time. Oh, you're so good to us, Lord. Help us to learn to appreciate you more. Help us to learn to, glory to God, to walk in forgiveness the more and to walk in submission to obedience, even in a greater aspect. Lord, we just love you and appreciate you. We don't give you enough praise. Glory to God. Even when we're erred and made mistakes, God, I thank you for the power of what your word says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, is that your word told us in James 4:7-8. Therefore, submit to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. God, you told us, glory to God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And glory to God, we are not warring against the flesh. But you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And we ought to cast down the imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and learning to bring in every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready, glory to God, to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. God, you want us, glory to God, when our minds, glory to God, try to run away from us, glory to God, we got to bring it back into subjection to what the Spirit of the Lord says and not allow our imagination to run away from us. Glory to God, to bring those ungodly thoughts, those things that are not lining up, or those anxious thoughts, glory to God, calling you back in alignment with what you said. Because it's the adversary that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. You're teaching us, though, glory to God, how not to be double-minded. Glory to God, because you said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God, we're praying, glory to God, for the body of Christ, for we that are believers, and we're going to be that light, and we're going to be that example, that we got to line up according to what your word says. And even when that word came through, even last night, oh, glory to God, that God has already made the sacrifice. And glory to God, we got to get to a place and remember that we're new creatures in Christ, that we don't have to line up. We can't be double-minded. We can't be wishy-washy. We can't be leaning to the left or the right. We can't, glory to God, be caught up in 1 minute standing, glory to God, on your word, and the next minute allowing the adversary to cause us to be fearful and fretful and get caught up in with the pain and panic twins. in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We can't be walking, glory to God, part-time with you or being a part-time lover. We got to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. We're praying for an awakening in the body of Christ. We're praying, glory to God, for you to touch hearts and wake them up and recognize, glory to God, this is the hour, this is the time that, glory to God, we got to be faithful. We got to be, glory to God, to a place that will allow you to help us in those weak areas and those things that, glory to God, we're struggling with, to cast those cares, those concerns. You know them already, but we got to confess, glory to God, and get it together so we can allow you to come in and heal and deliver, so we won't allow the adversary to have place, glory to God, to cause us to become hypocritical and walking in hypocrisy and walking, glory to God, in a complacent area. We got to be to a place, glory to God, for God I live and for God I die, but that flesh got to die so he can be glorified. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we can't hide behind, glory to God, excuses and denying and justifying and somebody else's reason why we did this or why we didn't, what we were hurting through, who hurt us, who didn't hurt us, what we had to go through, all in the divorce, glory to God, in the situation where somebody abused us, glory to God, in a relationship, something that went on, glory to God, in the church or got overlooked or been, glory to God, looked over so much on my job or as a child, this happened to me, rape, incest, glory to God, or glory to God, these things that happened, glory to God, when I was betrayed or other people, glory, I said this and that, and I never, glory to God, seemed to be able to appease or please anybody. God, you said when we came to you, and we cast our cares upon you. And you said, glory, we became new creatures. Oh, we got to put the devil to flight. Old things are passed away and all things become new. Even though there might be some challenges, God, we got to allow you to heal. Even though we might have forgiven, we can't let the devil trick us, glory, just because we, glory, said forgiveness. He wants us, because we're still hurting, he wants us, glory to God, to make us think that we didn't forgive. You can be forgive somebody, but might have some pain or, glory to God, something going. You went through surgery and the tumor can be out, but in the meantime, it still takes that convalescent time for the healing. So in the meantime, the same thing. As we don't forgive, we got to also know not to let the devil trick us with the pain. We got to give that pain and that disappointment and let God come in and heal. And when he heals and delivers, we can look back and we can think of that thought about that, and there will be no more pain there. There will be no more thought, glory to God, about what all I went through, but thank God that he delivered me. Just like a woman going through travail and through all that pain and agony, glory to God, hallelujah, all that went on. But when the baby is birthed, as the Bible says, then the joy of that birth, hallelujah. So that's the joy of the Lord, even in our deliverance. So God, help us as believers, help us as ministers, help us, glory to God, and those, glory to God, that's supposed to be walking on thistles to be a light, to come in alignment with your word. So when the world look upon our lives, and when we're going through our trial, or when we go through the mountaintop situations or the valley, glory to God, they can see that the true living God is on the inside of us, especially when we're going through the trial, so they'll know, glory to God, it had to be God. Something supernatural is going on in your life for you to go through this and go through that and still have your joy, still be able to go back to worship God, still be able to glorify God, still be able to manifest, glory to God, the love of God in your heart. So God, help us, glory to God, to line up so that we will be in a place where the light will be shining and God will be glorified, and we won't, glory to God, have people stumbling, glory to God, because of error in our lives. We won't be walking, glory to God, glory to half-hearted. You said lay aside every sin and every weight so easily beset us, and we got to run this race with patience. We got to run, glory to God, with endurance. We got to run, glory to God, as the light, glory to God, of the world, as God said we are to, as we be faithful and obedient to your word. Hallelujah, the world will see the light. So God, we come against the spirit of hypocrisy and complacency and chaos and confusion and the denial and justify why I did this and why this happened and why this is going. Glory to God. Jesus already went through so we can go through. Then he gave us a comforter. He gave us a comforter. He gave us, glory to God, the teacher, the lead, the guider, glory to God, hallelujah, in this journey. So God, we're praying for the body of Christ. We're praying for that forgiveness. We're praying, glory to God, for glory, our true worshipers. We're praying, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that you have given the word to, glory to God, that will speak boldly and they'll speak with truth and they'll walk in truth. They won't be, glory to God, doing one thing and showing the world another thing. God, we're praying, glory to God, for healing in the land. We're praying for forgiveness. We're praying, glory to God, for righteousness and holiness to be manifested according to what your word says. And you say when we attempt it, it didn't come from the Lord, it came from the devil. We're poor pulled out, glory to God, in temptation, glory to God, by our own lust, glory to God. Whether the lust of glory out the aisle of this world or whatever, or pride of life or whatever it may be, glory to God, we got to cast those things back out. So we got to walk, glory to God, as the word has said. We got to deny this flesh, mortify the deeds of the flesh, so God can be glorified, so man can see the light in our lives. So God, we're praying, glory to God, for the body. We're praying, glory to God, that you encourage those that are walking, glory to God, circumspectly to your word. Those that are calling upon your name. Those, glory to God, that are sincere, so when they do make error or something comes up, they will run to the rock that's higher than them. They will take on the word, as verse John 1 and 9, that glory to God, I confess my sins. All glory to God. And you said your faithful is just to forgive me. God, that we have a determination not to continue to go that direction. God, I pray, glory to God, that you bless us to be in a place and have counsel, glory to God, with the godly, and not allow, glory to God, the ungodly, glory to God, to lure us off the path of our flesh, to lure us off the path of our feelings and our emotions. But God, that we'll be in a place, glory to God. Nevertheless, I'm not looking back and I'm not going back. Only time I look back is to bring a testimony to glorify the Lord when he say so. Other than that, it's full speed ahead. Look into God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look into him, glory to God, who is my Savior, my deliverer. Look into him, glory to God, which is my help. Look into him, glory to God, that glory to God, that will lead me into righteousness. You said the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. So God, we come before you today, giving all our cares and our concerns, getting into a place, glory to God, that we'll stand boldly, stand firm. We'll not walk in fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That, glory to God, we recognize, glory to God, the trials will come, the tests will come, but those things will come, glory to God, even for our flesh, glory to God, to die the more, and for you to be glorified in whatever the test is. And so, nevertheless, no matter what, don't allow the temptation, glory to God, to overwhelm us, because you said you'll lead us out in every temptation. You will lead us, make a way of escape. Sometimes people just don't want to escape. They want to have an excuse and deny, glory to God, the power of God, because the flesh, glory to God, is burning, or the flesh want to do this, or the flesh want to lie, or the flesh want to lay, or the flesh want to smoke, or the flesh want to have sex, or whatever. But glory to God, we got to be as believers. We got to live according to what the word says. It's time out now for excuses. You're soon to come, and people are leaving here so quickly. Hallelujah, the saved and the unsaved, because error is in the land. God, we're praying, glory to God, for deliverance, so that way we can be a light to, hallelujah, what we may say to save someone because of our life, glory to God, our life living may be the only Bible they might read, even if we don't say it to them, but they're watching our lives, and glory to God, what are they reading, what are they seeing, what kind of fruit is on the tree? So God, we want to be able to have the fruit that's going to glorify you, your character, in the name of Jesus. So help us, Lord, and help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, in the name of Jesus. So as we give this to you and give glory and praise to you, God, we thank you and we honor you, and we thank you for the manifestation of your power for those, glory to God, that are leading your people, glory, into that glorious light and that pathway that you call them out to, in the name of Jesus, the ones that are making a difference. Strengthen them, encourage them, build them up, that they continue to stand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Praise God. This mother, McCormick, came on first. We're going to go ahead and leave the door open for whichever way, glory to God, God leads her to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Mother McCormick. Okay, the line didn't open.
I'm sorry.
Go
ahead. Okay. Excuse me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, this afternoon we just want to give glory and we just want to give honor to you, Lord God, for being so merciful, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. God, we just want to thank you right now, God, for our healing. We want to thank you for our strength. We want to thank you, Lord God, for our joy, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father, we want to thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, we thank you right now for your goodness. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we look around it again and we just say, God, we thank you for your love. Because, God, we know that you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. And so, God, we thank you for that abundant love that you have given us in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we look around and we say, God, we thank you for salvation, because we need that salvation this day and time. And so, God, we look around again. We say, God, we thank you for deliver, and we thank you for your anointed power. Oh, Father God, we come thanking you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost power. And we thank you, Lord God, for your people all over the land. And, Father, we ask you right now to look down on those that know you and those that don't know you on today. We pray right now, God, that you will strengthen your people in the name of Jesus. And, God, whatever they need, God, we know you're able to work out the situation in their life right now in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for your shedding of your blood. We thank you for your power, and we thank you for a mind to want to live holy and a mind to want to do right. And, Father, we ask you in the night right now, Lord God, that you would just touch those that don't know you, those that want to know you and don't know how to look to you. But let them know, God, all they got to do is trust and lean on you, God, because you said you wouldn't let them fall, God. If we cast all our cares upon you, that you cared for us. And so, God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God. We just praise you. We lift you up on today, God, because you are so good. You are so worthy to be praised. We pray right now, God, for the prayer warrior, for each and every one right now, God, that's on the phone, those that's praying for one another, God. We pray for them. We lift them up on tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to teach us. Teach us how to pray. Teach us what to pray for. Teach us the way to pray, Father God. And we ask you, Lord God, as we go forward tonight, God, we going forward. We're thinking of Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, for these people on tonight that's going out. There's people, God, that's going, taking people cards, credit cards, using their credit cards, using their cards and getting people money or trying to get their money or trying to do things. But we thank God that you always got a way to turn it around. And so, God, we just ask you right now to look down on these kind of situations that's going on today and these different situations that's happened. We pray right now for the famine. We pray for broken heart, people that's broken heart on today, people that's going through problems in their life, Lord God, feeling down and out, feeling that nobody loves them. Let them know, Heavenly Father, you're right there. All they got to do is call on you. All they got to do is trust in you and lean not to their own understanding. But all their ways are not as you. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for it. We realize the word of God tell us, God, in 1 Peter 5:9, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that some suffer and are explainable, but your brotherhood in the world. And we realize, Heavenly Father, as we read the word of God, we know the word of God is what's going to help us to go through our problems and our situation, the things that we are going through today, God. We know if we just get in the word and just let that word melt into our heart, he will give us consolation. He will help us to go through our trials and our tribulation. We know these things going to come. The word of God said, count it all joy when we fall in our temptation. We know trouble's going to come. But we know who to call on. We know that you, our Heavenly Father, is right there. He will open a door. He will make a way out of no way when we can't see our way. And we can always seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. That's in the word of God. We can seek him. We can always call on him. He'll come if we just trust in him and lean not to our own understanding. And the word of God also tells us in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So who can be against us? If God for us, who can be against us? God will be there for us. Whatever we need, he will make a way out of no way when we can't see our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now, God. We pray, Lord God, for the loneliness. We pray for the oppressed, for the oppressed. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those that are sick in their body on tonight. God, we ask you to send for your complete healing in people's life on tonight. Those that are sick in their body, those that are sick and don't know who to look to. They go to the doctor, and they still sometimes feel worse than what they felt before they even went there. But, God, we know that you are God is able to deliver these people in the name of Jesus. We bind up all contrary spirit. Anything that's not like God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you right now, even, Lord God, even we pray for the youth as the youth is going through different situations. God, we pray for these young girls, these young boys. We pray for them, God, that you will put a hedge around them, because after a while, God, school will be beginning again. And God, we pray that you will look on those that's getting ready to go off to college. We pray that you will shield them and protect them, Lord God. We pray for those that some of them getting ready to go into the service, or whatever they might be going to do after the school start again. We pray for the young people, Father God. We know, God, that you able, Lord God, to work out the situation. You're able to give them the strength to be able to stand firm as they go through the things that they have to go through. We ask you right now, Father God, to take them through, Lord God. Help them to know, God, that you're right there. Help them to know you see their condition. You know what they need, God. You know what they're standing in the need of. And we realize, Heavenly Father, without you, they can do nothing. But with you, they can do all things. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, because we know that the Bible tells us in the Word of God in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind. So, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch right now and have your way in your people's life, and let them know, God, that whatever they need, they can call on the name of Jesus. They can seek you, Lord God, because in these days and times, we need you right now, Father God. We need you to help us to hold on. We need you to help us to go through, because you are the God that's able to teach us. You are the God that's able to help us to go through. As the sister was telling us on last night, we got to know who we are today. We got to know who we are. We got to know where we stand with the Lord on today. And we got to let our light shine before men and women, that they can see the Jesus in our life. That not so much is what we do, but let our light shine in these days and times. So, God, we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in your people's life. We thank you right now for how you're working out situations for the one that's going through their loneliness, for the one that's going through a depressed, for the one that's going through sickness and needing a healing, or even for the youth, God. We pray for all of these situations. There are some that's brokenhearted on today, God. There are some that don't have a place to stay today, God. There are some that's lost today, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in your people's life. We know that you know what they need. Hold on about Sunday. We know that you know what they need. We know you only one that can work it out. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing. We bind up the hand of the enemy trying to pour down the people of God. They're trying to do things to people that's not of God. We bind these devils up in the name of Jesus. They have no authority over your people. We praise you right now, Lord. We lift you up, Lord God. You said that everything they have breath, praise thee, the Lord. You told us to give praises to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know there's power in the name of Jesus. We know there's healing in the name of Jesus. We know there's delivery in the name of Jesus. Whatever we need on today, we can look to the hill. We don't have to be down and out with what we're going through, because God sees what we're going through. He's able to work the situation out. He's able to clean us up when we need to be clean. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's able to take us higher. He's able to work out the situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you right now, Lord. We calling on your name, Lord. We calling on your name, Lord, because we need you, God. We need you right now, Lord. In the situation that's going on in the world today, we need that situation. We need that help, Lord God. We need your help, Lord. Take us through, Lord God. Help us to keep our mind on you, God. Help us to keep our mind on you, God. We know you're the only one, God, that can take us through, Lord. We pray for the people, God. Oh, God, we pray for men and women of God everywhere. Somebody, Lord God, is down and out. Somebody is crying for your Father. Somebody needs that strength right now, God. But let them know, Heavenly Father, you see and you know, hallelujah. You know what they need, God. You said, no, heaven and earth may pass away, but you said the Word of God is going to stand. So, God, let them know. All they got to do is get in your Word. Let that Word abide in them, that you abide in the Word, God. Help them to abide in you, Lord God. Help them to stand on the Word of God, because it's the Word that's going to take them through. It's the Word that's going to take them through. We may look at everything else, but the Word is the only thing going to take you through these days and time. The Word of God said, taste and see that the Word is good. It is good. It's sweeter than a honeycomb. All you got to do is just trust in the Lord. Whatever your situation might be today, all you got to do is trust in Jesus. He's the only one. He's your only help today. There's no other help given among men whereby we be saved, but by the name of Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith today. All you got to do is get into the Word of God. Look to Him. He's calling on you. He's wanting you to come. Come to Him today. He said, I would no wise cast you out if you come to me. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Bless God. We give Him praise. I found out was that event. Sister Jenkins on the line. Are you on the line, Sister Jenkins? There's a lot of Evangelist Jenkins on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
As the Lord leads you, we pray for the youth, or pray for the singles, or pray for whoever they got, our president, or pray for the nation. Whichever way God bless you, we'll ask you to go ahead and pray.
Well, I pray for the youth.
Praise God.
Father God, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I uplift the youth to you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, put your shield of protection all around the youth today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, touch their mind in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. And Father God, touch their heart, Lord God. Remove their stony heart and give them a heart of love in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against those spirit of rebellious. We come against the spirit of rejection. We come against the spirit of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of gang fighting in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now to touch the youth, Lord God, and put a shield of protection all around them. Give them some, put someone in their path that will give them genuine love in the name of Jesus, that they would not have to go out and look for love in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say you are the God of love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them a heart of compassion in the name of Jesus. Put someone in their pathway with the heart of compassion in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you right now as they get ready to go back to school, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against the spirit of gang biter in the name of Jesus that will come against them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of trying to fit in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give them a hunger and a thirst after you and your righteousness, Father God. And Father God, look upon their parents, Father God. Help their parents, Father God, to understand their children, to have a heart of compassion, to listen to their children in the name of Jesus, Father God. For the children need someone that they can talk to, someone that will understand them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now all this in your Son, Christ Jesus' name. We pray, amen, amen, amen. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Glory. We do glorify you and magnify you. So marvelous and so wonderful. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we do pray tonight, Lord, to God, for the single and for the marriage. Praise God. We pray, Lord, to God, for those that are going through in their marriages right now, God, that you will bless and touch hearts in the name of Jesus that are struggling with different types of confusion that are going in, misunderstanding, those that are suffering, glory to God, through generation curses that have been passed on, through how they have felt, glory to God, about coming into a marriage, some coming in from abusive relationships, going into another one, some, glory to God, that are going into situations, glory to God, where one don't trust the other one, or fidelity, infidelity, and glory to God, and some dealing with all kinds of other situations, and some just having challenges with their minds and glory to God, and not being able to communicate with one another. Some are talking, but they're talking at each other. So many devices that the enemy is using in these situations with their marriages and causing them, glory to God, to have this confusion. And then that seed is passing on down to even to their children in the name of Jesus. Some are just going through in their homes with their children being rebellious or stubborn or just being disobedient or just, glory to God, being with other issues, or they've had issues and things that have happened outside the home that brought into the home that now, glory to God, is causing so many disturbances. The demonic forces of the enemy always having something to try to disrupt what God says. And he ordained marriages from the very beginning, and the enemy does not want that to happen with them, to be able to be in a place, glory to God, where they'll forgive one another and love on one another and have harmony in the house. But we bind up every satanic and demonic force, glory to God, that will cause them not to be considered of one another or causing unforgiveness or infidelity and all kinds of spirits that will come in and cause, glory to God, one to be abusive to the other one, or it was their lip service, or whether it's been something that has happened in the physical or whatever it is, with the children glory to God and going one direction and the family going another, or either some was just ignoring the other ones. I pay the bills, I do whatever, and they don't even have a type of relationship with any kind of communication. We know that's not of God in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will bless them to let go whatever transgression or whatever sin, glory to God, whatever that's caused them to not be able to love on one another, or where, glory to God, their love has waxed cold in the house, or was disobedience and rebellious or whatever in the name of Jesus, or others, glory to God, with other types of things that we don't even have any inkling or idea what's going on, but you know all things. So, Satan, we serve notice on you and command you to take your hands off of those relationships, out of those lives, glory to God. And many of we know what the world does and how they act, but there's too many of those things are infiltrating in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. You said, who God joined together, let no man put asunder. And we know in some relationship, man has put themselves in it. But God, you are God of mercy and a God of grace, and if it casts the cares and concerns, you can come in and fix that and turn it around. And if it's something, glory to God, that it needs to be released, glory to God, then you will work that out as well. But God, we just pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying, glory to God, for love, glory to God, and forgiveness to come into the homes in the name of Jesus. Every area that the enemy wants to destroy, and even some, glory to God, that's even in ministry, glory to God, the enemy is stirring up confusion and chaos for, glory to God, for people are not to walk as God called them to walk in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying that they will turn it over into the Lord. Those, glory to God, that are in the body of Christ. And for those that don't know you in the body, in the partnership, we're praying for their heart to be open to receive God's word. But in the midst, glory to God, help can come, whether it be spiritual counseling or either in the secular, until they can get to that place of the spiritual counseling. So, God, we Heavenly Father, we ask you right now to deliver them in the name of Jesus from evil, and deliver them out of the hand of the enemy, to deliver them, glory to God, from the spirit of rejection and abandonment and abuse and the spirit, glory to God, that will cause some, glory to God, to utter words that shouldn't be, that so harmful, glory to God, that it's even worse than being hit in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying, glory to God, for those that are broken heart, God, that they will be healed, because you said you came to bind up the broken in heart and to set the captive free. So, God, we're just asking you right now to move in a miraculous way on their behalf, and we're praying, glory to God, for restoration in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the plans of the enemy to keep them, the families, from being together. And we know, God, that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundant. So we're going to have the confidence knowing that, glory to God, we have power over the enemy, and we rebuke his tactics and bind him up and command him to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are desiring a spouse, that they was as religious, that we pray more and more that they will just let God come in and let God minister. Pray, glory to God, for their comfort, for their strength, glory to God, that they'll not allow loneliness to overtake, glory to God. As the mother was saying even last night, they're not, sin don't have dominion over, but if we cast these cares and we walk in the integrity of God and be obedient to him, God can bless and move. So we ask to be glory to God. It don't have to be a spirit of fornication and guilt and condemnation and all this, but God, a place in God that they be strengthened and be strong in the Lord, and God, keep their minds and keep, and they stay in healthy relationships, glory to God, and they stay, glory to God, even in church and stay in the Word where the Word's being taught and where they're being lived, because it's not enough to be taught. It's got to be lived in the lives of the ones that are teaching it. But God, we are praying, glory to God, for them to be in a place to keep casting the care, to learn to rest in the Lord and to trust God, and don't allow their minds to be rehearsing, glory, what I want, what I want, what I want, but rehearsing what God is saying while they're in that single state. So a half a man and a half a woman will not make nothing but a half a marriage. But if that woman comes in whole and that man comes in whole, then it'll be a whole marriage. So we rebuke the forces of the enemy for anxiousness, and glory to God, that spirit, glory to God, of loneliness, that spirit of depression and oppression, that spirit, glory to God, of always confessing what my feelings and my flesh saying, but they will learn to confess what the Word says. You said, submit your way to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee. So God, we are praying, glory to God, that you will bless them, glory to God. And if there's any error in either married or unmarried, a spirit of repentance, a spirit of conviction, always be there so they can be in a place to stay in God's Word and let God's Word abide in them, and that you can ask what they will, and God will be able to grant it, but it's got to be a true submission unto the Lord. So we're praying for their strength. We're praying for their encouragement. We're praying, glory to God, that they'll be able to stand and call on the Lord and also stay with wise counsel in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every trick, every snare, even dreams and torment of the enemy, or rehearsing things. Even the scripture that came even tonight that said every imagination, glory, that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bring it into captivity. Don't allow the imagination to run away with them in the name of Jesus. Help them, glory, to know that we're going to rebuke the devil, bind him up, and bring flesh into subjection, and request what God's Word is saying, and walk in it and walk in obedience to it. So, God, we pray for courage and encouragement for them. In the name of Jesus, knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, and to be able to pray in the name of Jesus and command the forces of the darkness and the enemy to be rebuked, and help us, help them, glory to God, to be able to have a sound mind, and glory to God, making the request known to the Lord, but not being anxious, but submitting it to the Lord, and let God give them that peace that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you and we honor you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, tonight and so forth like this, we thank the Lord for last night, how God blessed, moved miraculously on behalf, Lord, to God, of God's people through Evangelist Mother Alexander, about, glory to God, the new creature and standing on the Word, glory to God, walking boldly and not being leaning to the left or the right, and not allowing the forces of the enemy to have us, glory to God, caught up in trying to live two lives, because, glory to God, like she said, God has already sacrificed one time and it's finished. All we have to do is make sure that we're lining up with the Word of God and not allowing, glory to God, our lives to be where 1 minute we're standing on the Word, the next minute, glory to God, we don't know, or walking in fear, stand boldly on what God's Word is saying. And that's what we have to do on a daily basis. And we got to do what Corinth says, Romans says in the 12th verse, about, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service, and told us not to be conformed to this world, not to be conformed to the world system, but by, glory to God, we have to be able to know that this is our reasonable service, to serve the Lord and not allow, glory to God, ourselves to get caught up in the ways of the world, because the world is an enemy to God, and we got to make sure that we can't serve no two masters. We can only serve one. So we have to make up our mind as believers so our light really can shine, and we can't, glory to God, be like a lightning bolt. When somebody even going to reach out to go to the light, then it's a light over here and it's a light down there. But it shouldn't even get to that. It should be that light that's supposed to be on the hill, not on the flashlight, not a bush, under the bushel. But God, we ask for your strength and your help to get us into that place. So in our marriages, in our homes, in our ministries, glory to God, on the jobs, or for employment, or whether we're in the marketplace or in the bank, or glory to God, and on the street, our light should be shining and making a difference, the walk that we have, glory to God, as the character of Jesus Christ. And being able, glory to God, when everybody asks about the hope that lies in us, we will have the answer, glory to God, to be able to bless them, glory to God, within God be glorified, in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to prepare for the prayer requests, and then we're going to continue to pray, glory to God, for those requests already been before the Lord. and keep Mother Freeman. I hadn't called to find out whether I'm waiting for a daughter to call, but I have to call to find out how that operation went with the pacemaker for Louise. Thank you for your prayers and pray glory to God and thank the Lord for that word last night and for the Lord even blessing for a young lady to be restored back to the Lord after that word came so powerful. Glory to God. So that was a blessing that God even blessed in that for rededication. That's a mighty move of God. And he gets all the glory. So at this time, as I said, we're going to go ahead and open the line for any prayer requests. And then as the Lord bless, we're through. When God's finished, then we're finished. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. I'll open up all the lines. So if anyone have a request.
Just wanted to ask if you want another allergy.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How you doing today?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Mother. I wanted to just ask for you all to pray for me and Debbie. We're packed. We're ready to go. The social worker came here and did an assessment. I called her today and I sent her a paper from the worker. We're trying to get placed. And I believe
I'm so sorry to
said.
Interrupt you, Evangelist. So sorry to interrupt you, but I couldn't barely hear what you're saying. Your voice is too low.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. I was trying to tell you that the social worker came here to make the assessment, and she said there's not enough room for us here. And my daughter's counselor gave me a letter, so I'm trying to get placed. I did all the paperwork. I'm just praying that we'll get something nice. I told her I wanted to be in a house, that I have my housing voucher, and I'm trying to get a house. And I'm just praying that that goes through because we've had some hindrances in the past, but we're still doing, wasn't able to move everything. I had to move her, but I had to meet her that day. So now one sister told me that Liz Brown, she'd help me pack, but I'm trying to get somebody else to help me too. So we'll have to go there alone and just get the stuff out once and for all. But it has to stay to the end of the month. I don't know. I'm trying to book it early, but I'm just trying to make sure that the placement go through because I need to move on and then just keep my son in prayer. He wasn't able to get all the back money, paying some of it. It was like $1,000, so he needs another $7,000, and I can't help him financially until I'm out of here. So I've done enough, but I got to handle my own thing. So just praying for him to get favor.
Praise God. Praise God. We'll do so. Praise the Lord. Any other requests to take them all at once tonight?
This is Renee. I have a request for my niece to get land this job. Can you hear me?
Okay, you said for you to get a job?
For myself as well as my niece. She went on an interview and for her to land this job.
Okay, praise God. For employment.
Yes.
We still believe in God for that manifestation. Okay. We'll add her on.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Is that the only prayer request? Anyone else before we pray?
I have, Sister Hubbard, I have a report that that we had been praying for about my niece.
Uh-huh.
Remember my niece?
Yes.
About the housing
yes.
that she was trying to get. So she
yes.
did get it. Yeah, she got
Praise
it.
Praise God.
Yes, it's been ever since last year of September that she was trying to get in a place to stay, and God blessed her with that place. Even though she had to move from away from her hometown, but she
yeah.
she got it. I mean, I hadn't talked to her, but she put it on Facebook that she got a place. So she's I'll be talking to her, and she'll be moving wherever. I don't know exactly where it's at.
Well,
but
we
she
praise
did,
God and
she
finally
did
came
go
through.
Through, and God brought her through, and she got a place to stay.
Praise God. Well, we're glad finally that she did accept that whatever God was going to do on that end. It didn't let that the distance get in the way. So God did answer that for our prayers. So praise God
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
She had to go through some tests. She had to go through some tests and things to get through in that. Some school,
yes.
something she had to go through. But she went through it and she did.
Yeah. We thank God. Thank the Lord for another
yes.
report. I'm blessed when God answered prayers. Amen.
Thank you. Jesus.
Amen. Bless God. We thank God. Amen. So we're going to get ready to pray. And we're looking for Evangelist Cheryl. I was thinking about you a couple of days ago. And I said, I wonder But I said, since she hadn't called, she would have told us that report if you hadn't gotten your place yet. So, but I thank the Lord. We're standing with you and believing God. He's going to move in a miraculous way. You belong to him. And he said, after we ask, we shall be given speech. We shall find knocking the door. Not only that, when we're standing in touch and agree and believe in God, we walk in by faith and not by sight. And sometimes it may not be the timing that we think it's going to be, no matter what the enemy is doing. When God said, whom he blessed, no man can curse. And as the sister said earlier tonight, if God be for you, who can be against you? Sometimes we get a little disturbing once in a while, but we got to cast some cares right back. Nevertheless, no matter what the devil says, God, I know you're not a God that you should lie. And that's part of what you say in supplying our needs, that you're going to make these provisions. When we need that housing, when we need control, when we need these finances, or whatever it is, God's going to bless because that's in his plan. So, Father, we thank you right now for Evangelist Cheryl. We thank you for her daughter. We thank you for whatever paperwork and whatever needs to be done. Whatever the enemy is trying to hold up, we cancel that assignment. Any money that's due and owe her, we pray, glory to God, to be released, that she will get, glory to God, this housing and whatever is needed. You put somebody in position that, glory to God, there will not be any hindrance and any stumbling blocks in the name of Jesus. We're praying for a favor. And we pray, God, that you continue to keep her mind, keep her fixed on confessing what the word says, regardless of what's going on. And that stability, as was stated even last night, we as believers and believers got to stand boldly on what God said. If he said it, then we stand on it and not allow the enemy to try to manipulate us, glory to God, by causing error or sin or any other thing that causes us to get doubtful or any other way. We believe that blood of you, that you will bless this young woman and that you will bless her daughter. Keep them encouraged. God, let them, glory to God, and release everything and every care over into your hands. And God, we're praying, glory to God, that the angel of the Lord go before them. We thank you for the word going before them. We thank you for the provisions being made. We thank you for things turning around, glory to God. I remember what has been said in time past, and that she will have a stable place, a place, glory to God, that they'll be pleased in, a place, glory to God, where they don't have to be caught up, glory to God, with all these other past concerns, this, that, and the other. God, we're believing, glory to God, this is a new day, a new time, a new beginning, and you're going to bless in the name of Jesus. You said all good and perfect gifts come from you. So we bless you for her, and we pray, glory to God, that you continue to stand on the word. And we thank you, Lord God, for working everything out, and we pray for some overflow to be with it, and her relationship to grow stronger and stronger in you, and that the stirring of the fire of the anointing and the desire to get back in that place of what you called her in ministry when she comes through this thing. God, we pray, glory to God, for Sister Renee's niece, God, that she's going on this interview and preparing for this job. We're praying for favor for her. We're praying for a door to be opened for her and her to be encouraged in the midst. We're praying, glory to God, for a heart to even turn toward God and give her a mind to serve God and not just look for the blessings, but, glory to God, to be a blessing by allowing God to come in and allow his light to shine through her. Praying for Sister Renee, too, as well. God, she's been standing for a while, waiting on, glory to God, for you to move on her job for some time now. So, God, we're just asking you to continue to bless. We know that the word that went forth and the prayers are going forth, and we're still standing until this mountain move. We're going to continue to press and pursue and speak that word and speak that word and stand on it until it comes to pass. And I pray she's speaking it every day. God, what she see and what she don't see, God, let her see over in the realm of the spirit. Because you said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. No matter how much the thief got to make it look like it's not going to take. So I see it according to what God's word says, because this is a part of what the kingdom of God is saying. That he will desire for us to be glory to God, for us to be blessed, and for us to have our necessities of our daily needs in the name of Jesus. So God, we're thanking you. Encourage her the more. In the name of Jesus, keep a shield over and protection over our heart. In the name of Jesus. And God, let her not lean to the left or the right. Don't allow her, glory to God, to get caught up, glory to God, with what's being said, what's not being said, what her feelings or emotions. God, but I'll give every care to you because I'm coming through this and I'm coming out of it and I'm walking through, glory to God, and on your word in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to look for your manifestation. So glory to God, because you are God that can do exceedingly abundantly above more than I can think and ask. So God, I bless you for her, and if you continue to keep her body healed and whole, and give us favor and finances in the name of Jesus. God, we pray also and thank you for that report for Mother McCormick's niece, for that door being open, for you blessing. God, help her to stay faithful. Don't allow the enemy to come in and rob her of what God has already blessed in the name of Jesus. Not allow that spirit to come back in again. Help her to stand fast and hold fast to God's word and don't waver. Help her to get someplace in a church and with the fire, the anointing, and the truth that are living the life there that she can be able to grow and glory to God, stand on God's word and be able to hear his voice and not allow, glory to God, nothing to deter off the path. Because we can't live, glory to God, in no double life for the devil or for the world and allow the emotions and situations and circumstances to take over. That word, glory to God, has been a powerful word for her to hear as well, that she'll be able to stand boldly, holding on to the promise, being obedient to the word of God, and letting God's will be done in her. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to keep her family, and continue to give her favor. And, God, we pray tonight, glory to God, for Mother Freeman. God, we thank you for blessing and bringing her through that operation. And we believe in by faith that it is, but when we don't set back no other complications or problems, in the name of Jesus, we come against heart attacks or stroke or any other thing that the enemy might try to bring up through this. But, God, I'm praying that her body be healed and whole, that she can be able to rest properly from these other pains, from her knees and back and head and everything, yes. God. God, this woman, God, she has had her on the field for a long time, and God, she's a light, and she loves God. So, God, we're praying over to God that she don't have to be in misery. Lord, we're praying healing and wholeness to her body, as well as Mother's Small, touch her and encourage her. We're praying for the believers and the widows, glory to those that, glory to God, that are single moms and other ones that are going through the financial situation, glory to God, going through with their children or whatever, healing and deliverance. We pray for the prayer warriors that stand on the post. On the line, standing and praying, and even those that are called to minister and teach and preach. God, we pray for Mother Willette. We pray for Mother Alexander. We pray for Pastor Byrne and Pastor Burton. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Brenda as well, for Mother McCormick. We pray for Cheryl. We pray, glory to God, for Sister Renee. We pray, glory to God, for myself. We pray, glory to God, for anyone else that's on the line. Glory to God, hallelujah, that you're blessed. And even for those, glory to God, that visit once in a while and had their prayer requests for their homes and different situations that they're going through on their jobs and in their marriages, bless them, strengthen them, encourage them. We pray for Sister Parker, God, the Evangelist Parker, God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Whatever the enemy, glory to God, tries to even hinder sometimes, glory to God, will work or whatever else will get them alive. We're praying, God, that you work it out and bless in the home, bless in the ministry, bless, glory to God, in the things that you put at our hands to do and in our family as well. We just thank you, and we pray for our enemies, even those who are out to try to discourage us or try to do things over to God to harm us. We thank you for your shield and your protection. But God, take out a heart of soul, put in a heart of flesh. Change their hearts and their minds, glory to God. Help them to recognize, glory to God, that we serve who he is, but help them to know, glory to God, they're in need of a Savior. They don't have to die and go to hell. They can, glory to God, live, glory to God, for a life here on Christ before that hour and that time comes. We're praying, glory to God, that their hearts be turned around. We pray for our president. We pray, glory to God, for all the commotion and confusion and chaos that's going on in our country through our president and through other government and representatives and whatever. God, we're praying that you intervene. You know all things in the name of Jesus. We're praying some things to be rectified. We're praying to take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We're praying, glory to God, for some changes that need to take place. We're praying, glory to God, for our country that you shield it and protect us in spite of, glory to God, all the sabotage and the other things that try to go on, that no more doors will be open, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for our military. Pray for those that are out there, glory to God, protecting our land and protecting, glory to God, for us in different areas and protecting other people's land, glory to God, because, glory to God, we're sent out to help. We're praying, God, that you will bless and protect them, shield them and their families. We're praying, glory to God, in the midst of all of that that goes on, you know and you see all things. We're praying for a change. We're praying, glory to God, for Israel, too, as well. God, your people, God, whatever it is that they need for them to come in alignment with your word. We're praying, God, that you bless. And God, even for our families and loved ones and also for the body of Christ, we're praying. We're praying, glory to God, for the young lady that was restored last night and rededicated her life. Strengthen her. Encourage her. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against her mind to try to pull her way back for away from what God was. Strengthen her. Give her a fight on the inside. Help her to remember the place that she was in God and what God has given her that is greater yet to come. We're coming against, glory to God, the disappointment, the heartache, everything, glory to God, the enemy has done to try to beat her down, to make her feel less than or whatever mistake that she gets. All those cares back to the Lord and rise up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let God bless them to stand again. And God is striving for, glory to God, for to do his will and fill her with the Holy Spirit as she desires to be filled in the name of Jesus. God, she needs that helper on the inside to be restored in every way in the name of Jesus. Pray for her family. And we thank you, Lord God, for this night. Hallelujah. And what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. as we cast all these cares and concerns, we pray for your blood covering, your protection, your shield. Hallelujah. Pray, glory to God, continue to bless these warriors to stay on the word, stay in the word, to stay online, and God, that you will bless and bring overflow, increase financial blessings, spiritual blessings, encouragement, glory to God, open doors, give favor in some areas, glory to God, hallelujah, they won't even expect it. God, we just bless you tonight that you're keeping. Now, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against this prayer, the prayer warriors, the prayers that will be prayed, the anointing for the peace and the joy. And, God, we call for financial blessings in all of our lives. Some things, glory to God, that need to be done in our homes as well as for ministry. We are praying, glory to God, that it shall be done in Jesus' name. We bless you, and we honor you, and we give you all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. What a mighty God we serve. Help us to learn to worship you and praise you in the midst of all that we go through. Hallelujah. And in some of those times, glory to God, we just to give you praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God for you tonight. And we pray, glory to God, that you continue to be encouraged. And we're going to say shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. God bless.
God bless. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.